Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. I'm so glad you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta. Do you remember that word, Kalyanamitta? It means a special kind of friend who likes to help us practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. And that's what we're going to do together today, practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. It's hard to find people in the world to help us practice the Dhamma, so we can be happy knowing that we found this rare opportunity. It's important to have friends like all of you, so we can encourage each other to do good things and to give up doing bad things. Today, we're going to learn more about the Supreme Buddha's Lokavidu quality. Do you remember what language Lokavidu is from? It's the Pali language. That's the language that we chant in and learn the Buddha's teachings. And do you remember what Loka means? It means world. So Lokavidu means knower of the world. Today, we'll talk about one of the worlds that the Buddha understood perfectly, the animal world. Now, you and I can see for ourselves a lot about the animal world, can't we? We can see amazing things that animals can do, like climb trees and run fast, even fly through the air. We can see some animals have extremely beautiful bodies, don't they? We might even be jealous of them sometimes. But the Supreme Buddha had a knowledge of what the whole animal world is like, not just these amazing parts. He saw that there's a lot of suffering in the animal world too, even more than in the ghost world. So, that's what we'll learn about today. We'll also chant the Maha Kassapatera Bodhjanga Paritta, so get your chanting book ready if you have one. Now let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say it together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting. Mahakassapa Thera Bodhyanga Paritta. Now we'll chant the Mahakassapa Thera Bodhyanga Paritta. Turn to page 42 in your chanting book. Do you remember who the Arahant Mahakassapa was? He was the monk disciple who was best among those who promoted the ascetic practices, things like wearing a robe made from rags that were thrown away, living under a tree, and only going on alms round to get your food. Another interesting thing about this Arahant Mahakassapa was he was the only monk that the Supreme Buddha ever exchanged a robe with. In this sutta, the Supreme Buddha teaches the seven factors of enlightenment, the Bodhyanga, to Mahakassapa when he was very sick. This Dhamma that he heard was so powerful that just by listening, the Arahant Mahakassapa immediately recovered from his illness. Today, we'll chant the entire sutta in English so we learn the meaning. Now, turn to page 42 and let's chant together.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thus have I heard on one occasion, the Blessed One was living in the city of Rajagaha, at the bamboo grove in the squirrel's feeding ground. At that time the Venerable Mahakassapa, who was living in the Pippali cave, was afflicted with the disease, was suffering physically, and was gravely ill. Then the Blessed One, arising from his meditation in the evening, visited the Venerable Mahakassapa and sat down on the seat made ready for him. Thus seated, the Blessed One spoke to the Venerable Mahakassapa. "Well, Kassapa, how is it with you? Are you bearing up? Are you enduring your bodily suffering? Do your pains decrease or increase? Are there signs of your pains decreasing and not increasing? No, Bhante, I am not bearing up. I am not enduring, and the pain is very great. There is a sign not of pains decreasing, but increasing. The seven factors of enlightenment, Kassapa, are well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. They lead to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. What are the seven? Mindfulness, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Investigation of the Dhamma, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Effort, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Rapture, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Rapture, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Calm, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Concentration, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Equanimity, the factor of enlightenment, Kassapa, is well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. It leads to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. The seven factors of enlightenment, Kassapa, are well expounded, cultivated, and fully developed by me. They lead to special knowledge, to realization of the noble truths, and to Nibbana. Most surely, O Blessed One, They are the factors of enlightenment. Most surely, O sublime one, they are the factors of enlightenment. The Blessed One taught this discourse, and the Venerable Mahakassapa, glad at heart, rejoiced in the Blessed One's explanation. Thereupon the Venerable Mahakassapa recovered from that disease, and that disease of the Venerable Mahakassapa disappeared instantly. Etena Sachena Suvati Hotu. By this truth, may there be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the supremely enlightened one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, we humans know this world and have discovered some other planets using modern technology, but we know only a little even about this world. But the Supreme Buddha, with his divine eye, saw that there are many more worlds and thousands of world systems and beings living there. The Buddha, having fully known, taught us information about heavenly worlds, higher mode of heavenly realms called Brahma worlds, then hell worlds. Then also the Buddha taught about ghost worlds, And also about titans, where titans are born, that's Asura world, in addition to this human world and the animal world. So, the two worlds that we know and see with our own eyes, that is the human world and the animal world. So, all that we know about worlds is something round that we call a planet. So, within this planet, within the earth, we know a lot of things. But something beyond the earth, still people are doing experiments. Once they realize something, once one scientist gives us a statement about some planet, then after some time, the same person would change the same statement. So, people are not discovering it properly. But Buddha, with his developed mind, he was able to see things as they really are. He had an unsurpassed mind. So, dear children, we have been learning the Buddha's great qualities so far. So, we would like to teach you more about the Loka Vidu quality. Because as human beings, if we think that, okay, we are only born as human beings, that's the biggest danger that we have. If we do not know something, or if we do not know anything more than the human world, then we won't go beyond the human worlds. And further, even though we are unable to go to a higher divinity, at least to escape from the bad destinations to be born. Now, to escape from being born in ghost world, then to escape and not to be born in an animal world as an animal. Now children, we heard recently in some countries, they love to have pets and they have dogs. They take care of dogs and they prepare a special kennel. So some people, they keep their children in different rooms and keep their dogs in between them on the beds. So, children. But we should understand they are still dogs. They can't talk. So in some countries, when dogs keep on barking continuously, daytime also they bark, in the night also they bark. But then, you know, the house owners, still they want to have pets in their homes. But then when people start complaining, when people complain, and when they can't sleep properly, what they do is they operate the dog's throat. Just imagine, children, if we become a dog in next life, and when we need to yell and tell a problem, a dog can just yell and scream and tell his problem. But when that throat is taken away, how would that dog feel? That's the danger of an animal world. Then there is no limit of the reproduction of animals. Then what happened? People go and take away and remove their parts in the body so that they can't reproduce animal. How would they feel? So, for animals, their life is subjected to suffering. So, we should understand that as human beings, we should have a hope in our life to escape the animal world, to skip the animal world by knowing the danger of animal world. So, the Blessed One understood all these worlds because he became a Samma Sambuddha. So Lokavidu means, the moment when you say Lokavidu, you should remember that Lokavidu means Buddha realized all the worlds and he escaped from all the worlds. Now see, children, you know, most of the people in the commentaries, we have learned that the people who become dogs in next life, they are the one who live with lot of pride, the one who have lot of conceit. The ones who are arrogant, their life is to become dogs in next life. And dogs, children, once they get diseases, you know, when some dogs get diseases, they are chased away. When one family chases them away, they go to another place. Then from there, people will chase that dog to another place. Children, recently we heard that one dog has been biting lot of people. So then people have got together and, you know, thrown stones, and then they have chased him away. And again he has come. So then some people have thrown hot water to that dog. Then what happened? One man, he has given food to that dog. Then he has bathed that dog. He has given medicine, taken him to a vet surgeon and cured this dog. But then the people around the area, around the house, they have said, if you are going to keep this dog, they have threatened that man who's taking care of the dog. The other people have said, if you are going to keep this dog, we are going to break his legs. Then this man, what he did, he prepared a food packet and put this dog inside the lorry and took this dog to a place that is quite far away from his place. And then he has dumped that dog to somewhere else and then given the food packet. But he has not eaten that. He has been yelling and crying. And he has kept on looking at the lorry when that man who took care of the dog went back. So, see, children, there's no protection in animal world. We just talk about animals, about dogs. Just imagine what happens, you know, these vipers, all these serpents, they eat frogs. In the animal world, the weaker ones are eaten by the stronger ones. So, children, if the Blessed One did not teach the danger in animal worlds, we would delight in animals. Some children like to become squirrels. Some children like to become birds. Some children, they like to become lions. But children, how can those animals have a good protection? Do they have five precepts? Do they have mindfulness? Do they practice generosity? Can we teach about a Buddha to them? Okay, even after you're born as animal, then again you'll be born as animal. Buddha said, if someone is born as an animal, among all the animals, only few animals like some soil taken to a fingernail, only few animals like soil taken to a fingernail will come back to human world. Animals like the entire earth will be again born as animals and among the bad destinations. This was realized by a Buddha. That's why we call the Buddha Lokavidu. So children, understand the danger of animal worlds. Understand the danger of rebirth. Strive hard. Try to overcome attachment towards this human world also. And try to overcome attachment towards divine worlds also. And try to delight in Nibbana. That's where you can escape from all the worlds. No problems in future. There are some problems in this world, children. You know, no solutions for them. We can't always help dogs and animals. Sometimes we are helpless. We feel uncomfortable. We feel sad when we feel like we are helpless to others. So try to escape from this miserable journey by understanding the Buddha's qualities and by developing a pleasant mind, a strong mind towards the Buddha. And have the protection from the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Protect the five precepts and recollect the Buddha's great qualities each and every day, each and every time, as much as possible, to the extent possible, and try to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
I'm so glad we were able to spend time together today. I hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. So today, when you look around and see all different kinds of animals, we can look at them a little bit differently now, can't we? Thinking about all the suffering that they have to experience, even if they have beautiful or strong bodies, right? Still, their life is very difficult compared to the human world, let alone if we think compared to the peace of Nibbana. So, today we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. You've undertaken again these very rare precepts that protect us in this life and future lives as well. We've recited a paritta, a sermon preached by the Supreme Buddha. It's a very lucky chance that we have to even hear the word Buddha, let alone can recite together a sermon preached by the Supreme Buddha. And we learned about the Supreme Buddha's Lokavidu quality. So, when we do wholesome actions like this, we like for others to rejoice in this merit. So may all heavenly beings, our teachers, our families, may they rejoice in this merit, and may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.